Lloydie, I said it half tongue in cheek, but I have to be honest about Melbourne fans. I don't understand them. So I was lucky enough to be there in Perth when they won the premiership. And understandably, they were all in lockdown back here. Melbourne fans were just devastated that they couldn't get to the grand final to watch their team that has been deprived of success for so many decades. So the AFL gives them the season opener the next year. Grand final replay. 58,000 turn up. More turned up for Essendon and Hawthorn yesterday. They're two bottom four
sides.
What
did they get against the Bulldogs?
And then a year later, when they're arguably better, they go and recruit their premiership favourites in Matthew Lloyd's eyes and many others. They get 48,000.
That is disappointing. And yeah, if ever there's
it's just not good enough.
To
plain
watch Melbourne. Yeah, look, you know what? You asked me a great question last week. You asked me who is the best player. I said Tuk Miller, who's the second best player at the Gold Coast Suns. And I said King, but he's coming back from injury. And there's no star factor, I don't think, there at the moment with Rankin gone. Whereas Melbourne, this is a time like
everywhere you look,
stars, exciting. What Pickett did. Maybe the biggest improver in the comp by the end of the year. So star factor absolutely everywhere. It is disappointing.
I don't think we've seen a Gawn, Petraka, Oliver combination since Cox, Judd and Cousins, really.
Yeah.
And they go and add Brody Grundy and no one turns up to watch them.
Yeah.
Melbourne fans, where are you? 133693. Because I think there's nearly 60,000 members. They're the oldest club in the competition. I don't understand where their members are.